Good evening, Eastern Sierra. You've tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now. Is it tuned in when it's not on the radio? There's gotta be a good term for that. Anyway, this is where the mountains are majestic, the news is local, and the coffee, absolutely necessary. I get mine from Brewed Awakening, by the way. Check that out in Big Pine next time you're down there. I'm Jesse Steele, and here's what's cooking today. We got updates on local firefighting efforts near Mono Lake, a roundup of food assistance resources across Mono County, and the return of a beloved Bishop tradition that involves mules, music, and a whole lot of dust. And speaking of food, today's show is proudly sponsored by Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where every bite's a fiesta and the chips never stop coming. While we're talking flavor, don't forget to cast your vote in our Epic Eats poll for October and November. This round's all about food trucks. So whether you're a taco truck, traditionalist, or a slider stand fanatic, your vote decides who rolls home with the title. Oh, and if you didn't know, today is also National Sandwich Day. I'm a fan of that. So whether it's a torta, a sub, or something you stack together at 11 p.m. and called dinner, we salute you. All right, let's get into the headlines. Our first story tonight, firefighters are actively responding to a wildfire east of Mono Lake. The blaze, named the Sage Fire, was located and confirmed at 6:12 p.m. on Monday, October 27th. According to the report, crews discovered the fire southeast of the lake, south of Highway 120 East, near the Sentinel Meadow area, in steep and rugged brush and timber terrain. Fire crews have established control lines using existing natural features, roads, and hand lines, and have confined the fire to approximately 260 acres so far. As of this update, the fire remains 0% contained. No forest or road closures are currently in effect, but recreationists, including OHV users, are advised to avoid the area for the next few days. Approximately 96 personnel are on scene, including one Type 3 helicopter, 4 hand crews, 5 engines, and 1 water tender. The incident is supported by both the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. No evacuations have been issued at this time. For ongoing updates, follow the Inyo National Forest official Facebook page or check easternsierranow.com. Mono County officials are highlighting food assistance options following the recent hold on SNAP CalFresh, benefits affecting residents across California. The county has released its November 2025 Food Resource Guide, which lists local food distributions, pantries, and assistance programs, covering areas including Mammoth Lakes, Benton, Chalfont, Levining, June Lake, Walker, and Bridgeport. The guide also contains information on ongoing food pantry hours, senior meal programs, WIC services for women, infants, and children, energy assistance resources. Residents are encouraged to visit the California Department of Social Services website for the latest update on the CalFresh program. Don't be afraid to reach out if you need assistance. If times like these, where our community can come together and help support those in need, this is the time. Feeling hungry enough to wrestle a burrito? Put down the gloves and pick up a fork. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant in Bishop has you covered. Just like they're covered in sweet, sweet red sauce. Whether you're Team Taco or Team Enchilada, we don't judge, because at Astorga's, everyone wins when there's chips and salsa on the table. Am I right? From sizzling fajitas to ice-cold margaritas, it's the kind of meal that makes you say, why cook? And your taste buds say, gracias. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where the food is bold, the portions are generous, and the only thing spicier than the salsa is your second margarita. Stop by today or call in your order, because flavor this good, it shouldn't have to wait. The much-anticipated Mule Days returns for the week of May 19th through the 24th, 2026 at the Bishop Fairgrounds. Ticket and RV spaces or sales begin November 15th, 2025, and can be purchased online at muledays.org. The 2026 edition will feature country music star Jared Neiman as the Thursday night headliner, promising a high-energy show under the Sierra stars. Also on the agenda, professional rodeo clown and entertainer Matt Tarr. His comedic and rodeo-style performance will be part of the arena entertainment lineup. Early buy-ticket packages are being offered. For example, a 4-ticket package covering Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon shows, offers 20% off when purchased between November 15th and December 31st, 2025. The discount decreases to 10% from January 1 through January 31, 2026. Organizers would like to thank fans, participants, volunteers, and community partners for 56 years of support and invite everyone to join the celebration of the spirit, skill, and heart of the American Mule. We hope to see you there. You looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Let's see what we have in our events section today, shall we? Tonight, the Mammoth High School Booster Club will be holding their monthly meeting at the MHS Library starting at 5:30 p.m. At Mountain Rambler Brewery in Bishop, Eastern Sierra Pride is holding their monthly Bishop meeting starting at 6 p.m. tonight. At Distant Brewing, be sure to check out their weekly open mic night event starting at 6 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Saracoso Community College is holding a first-generation college student resource fair at the Bishop campus starting at 3 p.m. On Wednesday, check out Mona Arts Council for a candle-making class with Amy from Fiamma Natural starting at 5:30 p.m. Also, Wednesday, stop by C5 Art Studios for a modern-ish dance class starting at 5:30 p.m. Lastly, Eastern Sierra Pool is holding their weekly pool tournament at Distant Brewing in Mammoth starting at 6 p.m. That's all we have for today, but don't forget to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, or just download the new mobile app already. Come on. It is time for your Eastern Sierra scoreboard moment, courtesy of Coppertop Barbecue, where the burgers are strong as the Broncos. The playoff bracket is in. The Bishop Broncos are seeded number 4 in Division 5 of the CIF Central Section playoffs. Their first game, they'll host Golden Valley Bulldogs at home this Friday, November 7th, with kickoff at 6 p.m. Gates open at 5. Top Broncos to watch, Emery Dondero, number 13 at quarterback, passing workload with 1,179 yards and 15 touchdowns this season. Hunter Daly, number 27, dynamic on the ground with 688 rushing yards, including a long run of 76 yards. Carlos Suarez, number 12, a go-to receiver with 377 yards, 26 catches, also active in kickoff punt returns. And Dom Dondero, number 2, defensive standout, averaging 4.8 tackles per game and leading in tackles for loss, 9 per game. So if you're getting ready for some playoff football under the Sierra Stars, maybe craving a pulled pork sandwich while you're at it. Remember, Coppertop Barbecue is behind the Broncos all the way. Brace for the Bulldogs, Broncos fans. It's time to bring the heat. Coppertop Barbecue, where the community eats and the Broncos compete.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Time for your weather check for our two favorite high desert, high alpine towns, Bishop and Mammoth. Let's dive in, and yes, there's a little bit of whimsy because honestly, Mother Nature in our neck of the woods deserves it. Bishop today, expect mostly sunny and warm, a high of 78 and a crisp low of 39. So yes, you'll want sunglasses and a jacket when you step outside. Tomorrow is more of the same, mostly sunny, pleasant, 76, 44. That's the kind of warmth we brag about when folks in other places are complaining about snow. And by Wednesday, we're expecting a slight dip as clouds move in. Highs around 72, lows 42. Still nice, just less blazing desert warmth. More gentle autumn sunshine. Up in Mammoth Lakes today is looking mostly sunny. Highs 59, low 29. Crisp nights, mild days. Equals perfect for layering and maybe a hot cocoa or two. Tomorrow will be very similar. mostly sunny highs, 59, 35. Winter sneaking in quietly, and by Wednesday, expect a change in the air. Expect strong winds to start fading, then thick clouds roll in, and there's even a chance of light afternoon rain or snow mix. Highs drop to 47, lows sit around 26. So, Eastern Sierra, Bishop will bask in warm sunshine with sweater-worthy nights. Mammoth starts the week comfortable, but Wednesday reminds us we're climbing back into snow country mode. Either way, whatever your elevation, enjoy the outdoors, respect the temps, and maybe keep one eye on that Wednesday afternoon shift. We'll see how that goes. And that's a wrap for today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now, your trusted source for what's happening from the valley floor to the mountain peaks. Big thanks again to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant for sponsoring today's show, because every good story deserves a side of guac. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button on YouTube, follow us across social media, and join the conversation on EasternSierraNow.com. And since it's still National Sandwich Day, here's your permission slip to double down on dinner, whether that's a BLT, a burrito, well, that's not really a sandwich, but you know, we're talking about Astorga's. Or hey, you know what? Both. No judgment here, all right? So I'm Jesse Steele, reminding you to stay informed, stay local, and stay hungry, my friends. Eastern Sierra Now. See you next time.